The podcast you're about to listen to is graphic and not safe for work. Thanks for listening.
But I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I am sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this time we have a nerdtastic story for you from queer clown and performer Tootsie Spangles. How's your week going? I'm so glad you're here. It's already been kind of a crazy week, and it's only going to get worse because this is three shows in two cities this week. I'm about to fly to Seattle. And then I have a two-show night with lots of extra moving pieces in San Francisco to celebrate my 13th anniversary. You want to hear something funny? You know Best of Body that just happened? The contest? I placed fifth. So I've been saving one spot for the 7 p.m. show, trying to decide if I want to put somebody really special in. But since I came in fifth and the top four are in the Best of Body show, maybe I should put myself in for the 7 p.m. show this Saturday night. I've had a lot of stories, but my stories tend to be short little snippets in between what I consider the real stories. But I don't know. It's a high honor to come in fifth for Best of Body, so I might have to just dig out the perfect story and tell it on Saturday night. I mean, it is a celebration. It's a special occasion. So why not? Maybe I'll pull out a story I've never told before. And I've got quite a few of them, believe it or not, even after 13 years of doing this. If some amazing performer comes along, you know, that show, the 7 p.m. show is my rock star show. I might just go ahead and tell myself if I don't find a rock star. We'll see how that goes. A lot of people are writing me to ask me when Body's going to come to their city. I got an email this morning from somebody from Phoenix who said, here's the perfect venue for you. I love it when people do the research because you live there and I don't. I've gotten a lot of requests lately for Austin and Dallas. And by the way, I am going to be in Dallas in August. Places that I want to go to, but somehow life keeps getting in the way. I start doing the research. I start trying to find a venue and then I have to do travel. And the travel is not for touring with the show. This coming month in March, my partner Ben's birthday is the beginning of March, and his mother is dealing with pancreatic cancer. His mother has had cancer a number of times before, different kinds of cancer. She's fought lymphoma, she's fought breast cancer, and now she's got pancreatic cancer. And I'm hoping against hope she's going to pull a hat trick and beat this cancer too. But you can't be guaranteed of anything in life. Even though I couldn't afford it, I booked a ticket to Phoenix. And I'm going to be in Phoenix really soon to spend some time with her. And to celebrate my partner's birthday with them. We'll have a big old cake. And I'll get to see a little tiny bit of Phoenix. Not long after that, one of my best friends in the world, Polly Superstar, is getting married to the love of her life. And it's in Vegas. Even though I'm like, what is going on, universe? I had to buy a ticket to Vegas that I couldn't afford. And, you know, when one of your favorite people in the world gets married, you need to be there on that day. Plus, they're doing this whole resort takeover, which is going to be porn clowns and kinksters and weirdos. And I kind of feel like I need to be there with my people. So travel keeps happening, but it's not travel for touring. And I'm sorry about that. I am really trying to make it happen. I wish life would slow down in terms of personal stuff and let me speed up in terms of bringing the show to new cities, because I love hearing how each city does storytelling different. I get to learn about your subcultures, and I get to hear how you guys tell your stories of sex, kink, and gender. And I really am ready to resume that. So hopefully life will calm down really soon, because spring's coming. And when spring comes, that means travel gets so much easier. I'm going to say this later on in the show, but I was really thrilled with the people who won Best of Body this time. They're all stellar storytellers. And I'm hoping you're going to get to hear the stories that they tell this Saturday night on stage soon on the podcast. One of the things that really moved me was I was in the hospital when one of the people was on stage telling her story. She'd been coming to the show for 3.5 years, I believe, and finally pitched me a story. And we worked really hard to make it beautiful. And then I ended up in the emergency room. And she said her biggest disappointment was that I wasn't there on stage with her, because that was one of the things she looked forward to most. So this Saturday night, it's going to happen. I'm going to be on stage with you, Owie. Thank you for voting for Best of Body. Thank you for choosing the lineup that you did. Celebrating year 13 with these people on stage, with the amazing lineup that I have for the 7 p.m. show, which may or may not include me. I'm so thrilled that I have this to look forward to, and that I'm going to get to share it with you soon here on the podcast. If you're a nerd, you're going to love this week's storyteller. Want to know who it is? Tootsie Spangles, whose pronouns are she and her, is a queer clown, a schmancy femme, and a fart joke connoisseur. She's also an actor, burlesque performer, storyteller, director with an emphasis on new and generative work, and a Gregory Award-nominated playwright. You can catch her on the mic on Saturday nights as an MC at the historic Pink Door Cabaret, running amok with the comedy duo The Salty Licks, or delightfully terrorizing audiences as one of the Barren Stoned Bears, America's probably only stoner bear entertainers. You're probably right about that. Since 2011, she has served as the artistic director of the Libertines. I love the Libertines, an interdisciplinary performance ensemble who deliver a low blow to high art and have been affectionately dubbed bright, shiny theater weirdos by City Arts Magazine in Seattle. When she's not performing, Tootsie makes costumes, headpieces, and bids on vintage caftans on eBay. You can dig deeper at tootsiespangles.com. This storyteller is Tootsie Spangles.
Good evening. Good tidings. Hey there. Now, many people in this room, I'm assuming, I enjoy a good, hard spanking. Some rough hair pulling. And like many of you, I'm sure, I enjoy a finger in my ass while I'm being called Lawin, Elven Queen and Protector of the Realm. Yeah. Your basic standard kinky stuff. Like many working adults, I just have like a ton of free time to read for fun, right? All right, that last one was obviously a joke. Like many working adults, I wish I had more time to read for fun. I guess I could do it before bed, but then when would I furiously scroll through Facebook headlines in a frantic stupor, guaranteeing to have the worst night's sleep of my life? That is way too important a ritual and way too hard a habit to break. So about 10 years ago, when I was a wee babe of 22, I decided to solve this problem by joining a book club. Yay! I had just moved to Seattle, and I thought this would be the perfect opportunity. I would have to read more, and then I would get to meet people and hang out with all these sexy intellectual babes, and we discussed literature over weed and wine. And on a deeper and more desperate level, I was very lonely. I had zero friends. And I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to make some friends. I was a very, very eager beaver. So what would our first book be? Maybe a thrilling murder mystery featuring a wronged woman who, despite all odds, saves the fucking day? Or one of those, like, sexy, spooky, paranormal romance novels. Yeah, and then we could discuss the rise of this popular subgenre and what that says about modern sexuality. No. Instead, we were going to read Lord of the Rings. But not just the Fellowship, no. The whole GD trilogy. But I really wanted to meet people. So, and I've read fantasy before, so I said yes to 1,241 pages of hiking through Middle Earth. At first, I promise I'll get to the sex stuff. At first, I honestly tried to slog through Tolkien's punishingly intricate epic. I really did. If you haven't read this story, quick breakdown. Okay. It's a story where there's hobbits, dwarves, elves. Everyone's running around chasing a piece of jewelry. But at its heart, it's really a story about how a bunch of power-hungry dudes fucked up Middle Earth for everyone else. Yes. Yeah. It is a fantasy tale very different than the reality we're all currently living in. Let's not think about that too hard right now. Okay, it's a bit long. It's a bit long-winded, but I did find a way to get through the seemingly endless descriptions of walking through the waste, punctuated by an elf breaking out into song for 7 pages. And it's this. Yes, I always keep a pipe fully loaded of the Shire's finest. Gandalf the Green. Cheers, everyone. Now, when you're flying high, those all-too-epic battles, they just fly on by, baby. And I really started to enjoy this book. I really got it, you know? It's a story of friendship and adventure, you know? But something was missing. Something besides two female characters that talk to each other. Something... Zero. Something else was missing. And one night, I found it. Katie, the leader of the book club, asked if we would bring something in to spurn conversation. It could be a piece of art or, I don't know, like a collage of our feelings reading the book. I don't know. So I said, fine, sure, Katie. So I did a little Google image search. Frodo and Sam, the main characters, two little hobbits. I expected to find a picture, something pastoral, they're hiking up a mountain. Yeah, you're with me, you know. So you've seen it? And I found that picture, but what I also found was this beautiful pencil drawing of Sam and Frodo, these little adorable fuzzy hobbits, just sucking each other's cocks. Oh, mouth stuffed, eyes closed, looks of adoration and desperation across their faces. Is this what was missing? Before I could really answer that question, I pulled up my skirt, pulled my panties to the side, licked my fingers, and slid them right in. Okay, you know, I've been on Pornhub, and I've clicked on a video that I wasn't expecting to like. You know, when you do that, you're like, oh, sure, why not? That's how I found out I like sorority hazing porn. You know? Give it a try. But this really caught me off guard. What does this say about me? What does this mean that I like this? So after I jam my clam to Frodo and Sam, a few more times, I wanted more. I did some more Googling. What else could I find? Ooh, fellowship orgy. Arwen Elven gangbang. Yes, please. And then I moved on to other fandoms. Ooh, Professor Snape bends over Dumbledore. Black Widow in a Thor and Loki sandwich sucking on his hammer. Han Solo, Solo. And then I realized that they're not only pictures, but there are fully written erotic stories featuring characters I knew and love, and they were all fucking each other. And not only that, but you could write new characters into existing worlds. Yeah, like Lawin, elven queen and protector of the realm. But still, something felt off about it. I still felt kind of ridiculous, like, oh, why do you like this, you gross dork? One day I asked myself as I was furiously masturbating to a crossover story of Wonder Woman and Molly Weasley, the frumpy mom from the Harry Potter series. She's such a good mommy. You've read that one? It's pretty good. But like, not, why do, I mean, why do I like this, but why do all these other dorks like this too? So I thought long, and I thought very, very hard about it. Well, maybe you just grew up in a really conservative Catholic household where anything sexual was frowned upon. And to see a character that you look up to and identify with being brave and heroic and complicated and enjoy getting their pussy eaten helps you process your own feelings of shame and morality and getting your pussy eaten. And not only that, maybe to see a, quote, strong female character have a sexual interaction that doesn't take away their agency, it feels like a soothing balm to years of bullshit being fed to you by a genre you desperately want to love. At least that's the speech I gave at my first and last book club meeting. I told them about my funny little Sam and Frodo picture, and I told them, you know, a little bit about my revelation, though not nearly as graphic. And I asked them, would you like to hear a story that I wrote? And they said, no, thank you, no. Not for us. So much for the book club friends. But still, I needed to meet my people. So I decided that I would take a class. So I signed up for a burlesque class. Yes. Yes. And when I went there, I met this woman named SJ who had these cat eye glasses and a Marilyn Monroe face piercing and just the most bombastic laugh. And when I walked into the room, she immediately grabbed my hand and just gave me the brightest, warmest smile, which if you've ever tried to make friends in Seattle, you know that is a rare thing. Also, fun fact, turns out the burlesque world is filled with nothing but nerdy pervs. I had found my people. And when I started to share these sexual tidbits about myself, SJ, she responded with humor and curiosity instead of judgment. And she gave me the permission I didn't even know that I needed or wanted to do the same for myself and for others. So now I welcome sexual awakenings, all of them, with an open heart and open legs. Because Lawin, Elven Queen, Protector of the realm, which, yes, it's a Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones crossover character that I wrote for myself. She has many more adventures to go on and many more buttholes to lick.
That was Ding Dong Song by Gunther. Hooray! This week I get to tell you about one of my favorite products, Uberlube. You already know lube is the key to maximizing pleasure, whether you're going to town alone or with a partner. And if you're going to lubricate, you want to make sure it's done with the highest quality, most body-safe ingredients. And when it comes to lube, nothing beats Uberlube. Uberlube offers long-lasting performance when you want it, then quickly dissipates without leaving a sticky residue. It feels like a nice moisturizer when you're finished. And if you haven't tried it yet, it's a high-grade silicone lubricant made from clean, body-friendly ingredients. And Uberlube's measured pumps allow you to dispense the perfect amount of product every time, even in the dark. It's great for all kinds of play, vaginal, anal, or oral. Uberlube is latex compatible, so it's safe and effective to use with condoms. And since lube is supposed to enhance touch, not overpower it, Uberlube provides just the right amount of slip while still allowing for skin-on-skin sensations. Since Uberlube works underwater, it's perfect for sex with that special mermaid or merman, merperson. It is the best for pools, lakes, and tubs. And right now, Uberlube is offering Body Storytelling listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use my code DIXIE at uberlube.com. That's 10% off and free shipping. Just use the code DIXIE at uberlube.com. It won't stain your clothing or bedding, and any spills can be easily cleaned with detergent and water. Uberlube has no flavor or scent. I really love Uberlube, and I think you will too. It lets you feel what you want to feel. So go to uberlube.com right now. Use the code DIXIE for 10% off and free shipping. Remember how I told you that I really love story coaching and helping people present and get on stage? And I told you a few weeks ago that I was looking to do story coaching. So if you wanted to hire me to work on some particular piece that you want to get ready, I love doing that more than anything. It's what I do for body storytelling all the time. And I have to say, I'm pretty damn good at it. Well, I immediately got a response from somebody who hired me to get them ready for their leather title. And so I wanted to make sure I was going to do that really well. I checked in with another leather title holder who currently holds a title and said, is there anything I should know about, you know, preparing them? Is there any special thing that would really put this over the top? Since you're a winner, I do that kind of research for you too. And their response was immediately like, oh, I'm going for the next level title. I should hire you. That worked out. So, like I said, I really want to start working with y'all on the things that you want to do well. It's so much fun to work together. If you want to book me, I'm Dixie at bodystorytelling.com. Let's figure out how to make it work. I love this weird life that I have where you can say, hey, I want to do an art gallery show about butt plugs. I want to get on stage and present for a leather title. I'm a marine biologist and I want to talk about squid. I'm a woman in technology who has to present at a conference. Storytelling is storytelling and presenting is presenting. Whether there's butthole in it or not, I want to work with you on it because that's what I love to do. Contact me at dixie@bodystorytelling.com. I'd love to help. This episode that you're listening to right now is just part of a live body storytelling show. Body's live show are a chance to celebrate people like us, people who are queer or kinky or poly or all of the above. And we get together in a beautiful theater with hundreds of other enlightened body positive people who are more like you than you think. You just don't know them yet. So here are your next chances to feel more connected and less lonely in the world. On Wednesday, February 19th, I'm going to get on a plane and head to the Rebar Seattle because they've asked me to come celebrate their 30th anniversary. And not just their 30th anniversary, because they're having a whole week of events. They've asked us to be on stage on their exact day of anniversary, February 19th. Our theme for the night is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And it's just about sold out because we pack a lot of love and community in that iconic venue. I hope you're going to be there in person so I can give you a hug. And then this week, it's a three-show week, y'all. On Saturday, February 22nd, this Saturday night, it's our big 13th anniversary show night. Two shows back to back. This always sells out. And you know what? You can get a wristband to see both shows. The 7 p.m. show, which is the lucky 13th anniversary. I can tell you right now that we have Dossie Easton, the ethical slut with a brand new story that she's not told before. We have Reed Mahalko of Sex Geek Summer Camp and Relationship 10X and so many other things, who has not been on our stage in a very long time. He's flying in from Portland just for this show. And something I'm really excited about is we have bank robber Joe Loya, who is an accomplished storyteller. He is the star of the Bank Robber Diaries podcast, and he's never had a place to tell a story about sex, not a story like this. So I worked with him the other day. I coached him. It's so much fun to coach a skilled storyteller to help him pull out the nuances of a story in an area they've never worked in before, like sex. And this is going to be his first time telling a story like this. I can't believe he said yes, because a lot of times storytellers are like, sex? What? No. But Joe said yes. And I'm really excited about that. And then at 10 p.m., we're going to have our Best of Body show, the winners. Let me tell you who won Best of Body. Best of Body winners for the 10 p.m. show are going to be Ian Dodd, that you've heard here on the podcast, the Ceiling Cat Prophet, Michael Noel, and Owie Santos. Owie was on stage on October 25th. She hasn't been on the podcast yet. That was the night I ended up in the emergency room, and somebody else was on stage hosting. Owie said her biggest disappointment was that I wasn't sitting there right next to her on stage, because she's been coming to the show for so many years. She was excited about finally telling her story with me there for moral support, and I wasn't there. She won Best of Body, and she's going to be telling that story, and I'm going to be there right next to her on stage on Saturday, February 22nd. Both those shows, the 7 p.m. and the 10 p.m., will feature Rachel Lark. Rachel Lark is so busy these days. I had to book her like a year in advance to get her at this anniversary show. So it's a rare opportunity. Please make sure you're there in San Francisco on February 22nd. And we've got these VIP front row tables that I've been working on. It's a new addition to the show. They're about sold out for the 7 p.m. show, and we've got a few left for the 10 p.m. Best of Body show. Then on March 12th in San Francisco, the theme is It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time. And then on March 19th, we're doing the Seattle version of Best of Body. Survey should be up next week, and you can vote for your four favorite Seattle storytellers. By the way, we've got this new live shows page on our website, so you can see shows that are coming up and the dates and buy tickets. They're all in the same place. You can plan your visit in advance if you're coming in from somewhere else. I just got a message last week from someone who's flying in from Munich for my birthday show on May 14th. Thanks for the heads up on that, Raina. I can't wait to hug you in person. So all the upcoming shows, you can go ahead and book your flight. Southwest or Alaska or somebody has a sale. Book your flight. Get your tickets on bodystorytelling.com. And I'll get to see you in person. That's my favorite thing. I do my best work for Body Storytelling when I'm not working in a vacuum. And I have to say that the engagement and the feedback that I am getting from the people who support me on Patreon is making me have brand new excitement about what I'm doing. You know, I talk every episode about let's keep this thing going, because I'm not sure how long I can do it. I've been doing it by myself for so many years. But I added some new content to my Patreon. I was just on TV. It was my first time on TV. And I told the whole backstory the minute I walked in from being on TV to shoot a video. And video is not my first choice. I'm not in love with my face, y'all. But I knew that people would be interested in seeing what I wore on stage. And so I put up a video and instantly got, I mean, the first reply came in like 30 seconds after I posted it, it felt like. And they were like, more video. We want to see your face. We're across the country. We can't go to a live body. We want to engage with you. And I'm like, oh my God. There's this thing called your 1,000 true fans that I read many years ago. And it talks about the people who support you. They are devoted to what you do. They want to see what you're creating flourish and grow. And that's what Patreon feels like it's based on to me. That the people who are like, I am passionate about body storytelling, those people cannot just listen to the podcast. Those people cannot just show up to a live show. They can hear behind the scenes. They can see photos. I just shot a bunch of video about Valentine's Day and got to show you the crab meal from last week that I'm about to put up. Patreon is where you and I can connect on a much deeper level. So if you go to patreon.com/body, it's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N.com, it's a way for us to stay in touch. And y'all are the ones who tell me where to go next with this thing. You have my ear because we have this special little place to engage with each other. Go to patreon.com/body and thanks in advance for your support. Y'all, we're at the end of the episode. And that's sad. But I think we should say thank you to the people who've made the Body Storytelling Podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer Marty Garcia, to video archivist Joe Moore, to sound engineer David Grossoff, and thank you to you. I'm going to thank you in advance for going on Apple Podcasts and writing us a review for the Body Storytelling Podcast because it bumps us up and it makes other people know that you like it. And if you like it, they go, hey, they got good taste. I should give it a try. So thanks in advance for that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling just one friend. And I hope to see you at a live body storytelling show soon. I am sexual folklorist Dixie Delator, and here's a peek at what's next.
And I wanted sex that had nothing to do with love and jealousy. I wanted sex as recreation. I just wanted to fuck. And I figured I'd meet one of these X-rated ladies in an audition. My fantasy, I don't know why, was to fuck her in the elevator and then go home.